You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
He says, no name, please. I think we'll just call him John.
Johnny boy. Okay.
John. Boys, my wife and I agreed we were only going to buy each other two small gifts this year. Let me jump in here. Do you guys have a limit like that at your house? Do you
and Nicole do that? Yes. Like if, I'll say, hey, babe, I've got, four gifts for you this year. And she'll go, okay, I'll get you four gifts. So it's kind of matched up a little bit.
Why is it you think it's important that it's even?
That's a funny question. I don't know. I guess
I don't
it's
know
just
why
so
it's
if
even.
You give something, you get something. If you give something, you get something back.
I know, but...
And we try to match up the dollar amounts, too. Like, if I spend $80 on something, I'll let her know. And she'll be like, all right, I'll find you something right around that price range.
I'm not saying what you're doing is unusual. I think a lot of households do it. I just don't understand it. It's like, why does it have to be, well, if you did three, I'm going to do three. And if you spent $75, I'm going to spend
$75. Well, because at the end of the morning, if, I get her socks and pajamas and she turns around and buys me $400 in tools or something, it just doesn't look good.
But doesn't it equal out during the year? And throughout your lifetime together?
God.
Like, there'll be times that you might buy more for her?
Who's keeping track of all that, though?
I don't know. I know in our house, we don't do anything. If anything, our thing is, let's not get anything for each other this year.
Yeah, yeah. And we're big on the joint stuff, too. We're big on, I'll tell you, we need some new kitchen dishes. So this year, we're getting dishes.
Been there, man.
Yep.
Anyway, so we're calling him John. He says, my wife and I agreed we were only going to buy each other two small gifts this year, and I got the two for her a while ago. They're wrapped and under the tree.
Cute. All right.
That's pretty good, man.
He's on it.
I don't want to be all sexist or anything, but for a dude to have them wrapped already and under the tree
by
early December. He is
on the ball. Yep.
But then he goes, but... There's a ring I found that's perfect. I know she'd love it, and I want to do a bonus gift at the end of everything. Maybe wait and give it to her during Christmas dinner or even that night. Is it really wrong to break the two gift limit rule? Will she be mad? Or will everything be fine because it's such a great gift?
Right.
Before you say, I like the way he's thinking ahead. Before you say, just tell her so she can get another one, I don't want to do that because I don't want another thing. I need advice from the boys.
All right.
We'll call him John.
All right, John.
So if we open
John
this
the
up,
overgifter.
Right. 303-691-1MIX. That's how you reach us. 303-691-1649. We definitely love phone calls. But as Jer pointed out, it can be a text if that's easier for you. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. So I guess the question before the panel is, are you allowed to break the gift limit rule?
I love this because I've done it. For a few Christmases, I've done this. Where it's the whole, what is that? Is there one more thing? What's in the branches there of the tree? I don't remember anybody putting anything in there. And you pull out some nice jewelry and you hand it over and she opens it up and then there's tears. There's tears on Christmas morning and I love it. I love doing that extra little bit of, you can call it spoiling or something because maybe you haven't done something like that all year. And this is your chance to just kind of have a nice special moment on Christmas morning. And be like, oh, I got this for you. I think what it comes down to is you got to have like a couple lines prepared too. Like you do so much for us all year long.
You're doing
long.
Cocaine on Christmas morning?
Couple lines of cocaine and then say, you do so much for us all year. I wanted to do something a little extra special. You're my Christmas star. You're my Christmas angel. Something to that effect.
Okay.
You're my little nutcracker.
Here's our number. Do you agree with that, or do you think, hey, if you got... Because he asked a good question. Will she be mad?
Yeah.
Because,
usually, yes.
You're going to do two gifts each, and then he's like, oh, but I got you seven. What do you think, huh?
Usually she's upset, yeah.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We'll go to the phones. We're going to take a break, but let's do one call before the break. We'll start with Diana. Diana, good morning. I'm glad you called.
Good morning, boys.
Hello.
So what's your advice for John?
Well, my husband did this for me actually a couple years after we were married. And this may serve him well. If he wants to wait and give it to her at the stroke of midnight on New Year's Eve, that was a great way that my husband gave me a ring.
So now we have a New Year's Eve gift.
Yeah, I mean, it was just really nice. You know, we did our New Year's Eve kiss, Happy New Year, and he pulled out something special. He did, and it was just really nice. It was just a great way to start the year.
It's like a new Ninja blender.
Hey.
Happy New Year. Let's make smoothies in the new year.
I wonder how many households are going to get all cynical about this, though, Diana, and say, oh, great, so now we're starting a new tradition where we have to do gifts on New Year's Eve as well.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Well, people need to quit expecting things to happen. This should just be a nice surprise, a bonus.
Well, can't that
bonus happen on Christmas morning then?
It could, but, you know, if he's worried about how she's going to feel, if she'll be upset, then, I mean, you don't normally have those feelings unless you have some doubt in your mind that, oh, she could be upset. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I don't know her, but if he wants to avoid, you know, that happening, he might just pick another day.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? And it's a good idea. I'm wondering, too, because all he's saying is, you know, it's a ring that's perfect for her. She will love it. So, honestly, what's the rush? Why not set it aside for either Valentine's Day, birthday, mm-hmm. or anniversary? You've got three other dates throughout the year that this would make a great gift. So why do you have to shatter the two-gift rule to try to be the star at Christmas time?
Right. Yeah. Just make it another day. Make it a Happy Tuesday gift, you know?
A Happy Tuesday gift. I like that.
I like that. Diana, you're terrific. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks, boys.
Bye.
I appreciate you. He says he's got the two. They're wrapped in under the tree, but now he's gone out and found some jewelry that he thinks is perfect. He's like, how about a bonus gift? Or will she be mad? You know, I would say the consensus through the text messages has been that suggestion of waiting for another day.
A lot of the New Year's Eve, a lot of that coming in, which I get. That's fine. That's cute.
I don't even know about New Year's Eve. I mean, why not? Because there's no pressure to buy anything as a gift for New Year's Eve, but there is pressure to get something for. And by the way, it's self-imposed pressure. I don't think there should be pressure, but people have pressure, if we're being honest, about things to get for either Valentine's Day or anniversaries or birthdays.
Sure, yeah.
So if you have found a great gift, dude, stock that thing away. I was conversing with Madeline. She was talking about, you know, hiding a gift, mm-hmm. you know, and then giving it. And I'm like, I would probably pull out one of those Chevy Chase moves from Christmas Vacation where he's up in the attic and he finds a gift that he hid years ago and forgot about.
You have to make a note in your phone.
Probably would be me.
Earrings, attic.
Right.
Yeah.
Lot of suggestions for either another day or just go ahead and do it.
Yep, a lot of those. I'm still going to stick with Christmas morning just because I've done it a few times and the moment does end up being pretty special. I don't know why everyone's so up in arms about just spoiling the love of your life just a little bit, doing something nice. It is essentially a nice morning traditionally.
Well,
it's a gift-giving morning. And yes, I, you know, and also in my experience, I will say, you know, Knick Knack has teared up when I've done something like that. But then, you know, within 5 minutes, she's also a little irritated. Because she's like, well, I didn't do anything extra for you. But then that's like, but I don't want that. I'm not looking for you to reciprocate.
I know.
But this is just something I want to do that I feel, you know, it makes me feel good to give you something pretty, you know? And you feel good getting it.
Okay, look, don't be mad at me, but we need to talk about this.
What?
There is an element of...
Look at me, look what I've done. No, I know what you're saying. Like, yeah, I'm the center of attention, like what I did.
Well, it's the one-upping and...
If you look at it that way. If you look at it that way, then yeah.
I know, but I mean, that's how you say she gets a little upset by it. It's like, we agreed to do this, and now you, in order to make yourself feel good, have gone out and done more. And I'm
like, in the moment, it's a roller coaster of emotions in the moment. By the time it's all said and done, though, she's pretty darn happy with, you know, you got.
All right. Well, hey, look, whatever works for you guys, as you like to point out, you've been together many years. Mm-hmm. And so apparently you guys are doing something right.
The formula seems to be working at this point.
I am stunned that Nicole has been with you for 20 years, but it works.
I am still waiting for the Christmas, though, where she surprises me with a little, hey, what's that behind the tree?
She doesn't feel the need to
after, do that. After 20 Christmases now? Yeah, there's not once I don't think I've been, surprised.
Look, I know she's listening, and I know she probably is agreeing with me on some of the things that I'm saying, but Nicole, just stay strong.
You know, just once I'd like to go out to the driveway and have the vehicle out there with the giant bow on it. That's all I'm saying. Just once.
and a particular vehicle, too, if you can make a request. Right? The Bronco.
Give me a Bronco out there with a big
Ford Bronco with a ribbon.
Just once I'd like to see that.
I would like to see her, how much she's laughing right now.
Yeah.